Welcome, everyone. My name is Ali Hassan. First of all, I can thank you all for taking the time out to attend this session. And just basically feeling off what Brother Yoda said is that, you know, we're here, right? We're here for spiritual enrichment and so forth. But at the same time, you know, there are 1,000 odd professionals here. Everyone may have a job at the company they work at. They may have some skills that they would like to extend to other folks. Why not marry the two, right? And make the most of this conference and so forth. So I guess without further ado, we've come up with a plan, right? That basically addresses three major demographics within our communities. And I'll go into that further. But we're calling this whole effort is, you know, Muslim Congress Professional Network. And we're here at Muslim Congress. I just added the professional network part, so didn't spend a whole lot of time. Okay. So basically what I said, MCPN will basically be targeting three different demographics, right? And the idea here is that you know, basically when you look at, you know, a general person, general Shia woman, right? We can easily divide people into three different categories, right? For example, there is the professional network. Like Brother said, you know, there are people here that are already established professions, but sky is the limit here, right? I mean, if you're making $80,000, if you're making $60,000, there's always that next job code or that next job requisition that can automatically increase your earning potential by up to, you know, 30% or so. Now, as we all know, as working professionals, you can get a 30% raise doing the same job from the time you start your career till you retire. It's just not going to happen. And if it has, please tell me, I will apply for that job in that company. So basically, and then the next thing is, you know, big brother, big sister. You know, I tried to come up with a catchy name here. The idea here is that, you know, we'll talk about that in further, but it's more of a mentorship program. Mostly geared towards college students and high school students. And then the next aspect is career transition. So, you know, one of the good things about America is that there's always a hot industry, right? You know, in the 2000s, it was computer science and so forth. Hey, that got me into computer science. Today, I heard healthcare is, you know, one of the hottest industries, and a lot of people are transitioning into healthcare and so forth. Tomorrow may be something else. In order to, you know, keep on making a good living and so forth, you have to reinvent yourself. So the idea is, you know, again, we have a lot of resources here. Let's tap into them and see what they can do for us as far as the broader community. So, you know, feel free to interrupt me with any questions. I don't want to have a very formal sort of breakout session, so by all means do so. All right, so professional network. And the fact that I forgot to introduce myself and what my career is, I'll use this category to do so. So I am actually an infrastructure architect. I have my own consulting company. I consult at various Fortune 500 companies and so forth in the IT discipline. And you know, being in the workforce for 16, 17 odd years, one thing I constantly notice now is that, you know, you're at a company, you're working, all of a sudden your manager comes up to you and says, you know what, we have 5 or 6 positions opening up. You know, tap out into your network. My biggest problem is I want to hire my brothers. I want to hire my Shia people. But I have no place to find them, except for the centers. And again, you know what, centers, it's great, but you're limited by the location. Right? I mean, how many people here are from one city? I mean, not everyone, right? I mean, I'm from Chicago, maybe from Dearborn, some other place. The fact is that by basically encouraging professional networking, at, for example, in Congress, we're now opening this whole professional networking aspect to a variety of different cities. So if you are in a job, for example, in Chicago, and all of a sudden, you know what, a brother in Dearborn or a brother in LA says, you know what, I have a position, you know, in this job. Hey, I got the inside track because I'm good with the manager. Why don't I help you find a job? right? So that's professional networking. So the idea here is social networking is a huge thing nowadays, right? There is a professional networking site called LinkedIn. For those who are not familiar with LinkedIn, it's basically Facebook for professionals, literally. So, you know, you will not post a picture of what you are having for dinner there, you'll post a job where you're working at. So that's the major difference. So with LinkedIn, the idea is that we're going to create, the group has already been created. For those of you who have a smartphone, you can probably look it up right now, it's called the Student Congress Professional Network. You can go ahead and ask for access to be granted to that LinkedIn group, and I will add you to it. So it's as simple as that. So the idea here is it'll be one group that will basically be for all walks of life, right? So the idea is that if you have a job posting, or if you need career advice, or if you need any sort of help in your professional lives, you can post a comment there, you can post a job requisition there, and basically help, you know, two people connect. That's basically the major objective of this networking group. It's long established. I think Microsoft bought them out not too long ago, LinkedIn. So, you know, it's in good hands, and from what I see, it'll be around for a long time. So you might as well make use of it. Any questions? All right, I'm doing a good job, sorry.
Yeah, I remember having this conversation with you. At some point in time, I wanted to separate the IT from the medical.
Absolutely, that's the goal. Right now, you know, I just wanted to keep it very simple. So for now, all walks of life, same group. But if we feel that, you know, for example, the doctors or the IT folks are inundating the group with particular, you know, jobs, then at that point we break it up into a separate group and so forth. Because you know what, I want to become a doctor or the ship has sailed for me. So that's not gonna happen. All right. So that's basically it. You see, I think I've covered all the points on the professional networking aspect. All right, so the next aspect we identified is big brother, big sister, right? So the idea here is I oftentimes, I'm active in my community. I talk to youngsters, and being a much younger man at some point in my life, I know what it takes to figure out, you know, deciding your career. And one of the most unfortunate parts of life that I've seen, and I'm sure you all can relate to, is that we make our most important decisions in our life when we're very young. I mean, it's very difficult to, you know, hey, if I were 20 years younger today, maybe I would not do what I'm doing today, or maybe I would be doing something else better. The problem is we make those decisions a lot of times because we don't have any guidance, right? They're not mentors out there and so forth, and even if they are, we're not aware of them, right? So the idea here is to basically connect the dots, right? So, you know what, hey, if I did something that I regret in my life and I come across someone else in our sphere of influence, hey, you know what? You don't want to do this, right? You don't want to be doing, you know, I made this mistake in my career. You may want to avoid that, right? So the whole idea is mentorship. So now with mentorship, there's also the thought that you want to mentor. You basically want to connect people who can make the most sense for each other, right? For example, I was a computer science major. I'm doing IT. Now, if someone connects me to, for example, someone who's in pre-med or wants to pursue law, you know what? They'll make probably more mistakes than, you know, the actual person in that career. So the idea is to marry the two, right? So with that being said, we've identified two more demographics within this group, and those are folks, for example, high school students and college students. And the thought here is that, you know, let's start at a point where people need the most guidance. For example, in high school, you know, there are a lot of people who don't know what colleges to apply to, for example, right? Or do you take your ACT or do you take your SAT? You know, stuff like that. Which major should I consider in college? And one thing that I learned in college, I finished my degree in 3 years. And the reason why was because I went in knowing that I don't know anything but computer science, right? But then again, there are folks who graduate in 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Well, that's fine. But the thought is, if you go in knowing exactly what you want, as soon as you can determine that, the easier your college life will become, right? So the thought is to, again, connect the dots, right? So basically, what we've done here is, yes, so basically, it's a mentee program, mentorship program, connecting the two together, and so forth. Any questions? Absolutely.
My name is Ali. There are so many other professional networking in our regions, like IMI. IMI is like 10,000 doctors in 22 countries. IC is like 2,600-2,800 engineers. So why not we have a collaboration with, they have expertise.
And it's a, that's a very good question. So the question was that there are some existing organizations like IMI and so forth, and they're focused. And that's the thought, right? I mean, we need to connect to those folks. Now, not everyone may know someone from IMI, right? So the idea is, if you know someone from IMI, or if we come across folks in MI, let's have them join this group and, increase their share of influence and so forth. So, but great question, though. Thank you. Thank you so much. Any other questions? Sure.
Brother, just, and this came up last year as well, that's why I'm going to address that. So I'm going to use myself as an example. I don't know which brother Ali was asking the question. Was it you? Okay, so last year we were asked the same exact question, why don't you collaborate, right? And his answer is exactly what mine was as well. We may not, all of us, know the guy who contacted me, I'm going to call it the younger brother who contacted me, was in college. He was looking for an IT job. It just so happens that my brother has an organization that places IT professionals. All I had to do was look at his resume, get it reformatted as per industry standards, point him into a few directions, and all he needed was a little nudge or a push for his boat to start sailing. He's already, as I told you earlier, he already is done with his SAP courses. He's looking for SAP jobs, where he was targeting a $60,000 to $70,000 job market. He's now looking at 90 plus. You put in a year into it, but it's going to pay off, inshallah, very soon. So yes, the thought process is around the same, to get them to connect to the people who have the networks. Can I just break in just for 30 seconds? Can Imran Dhanji Bhai, can you please get up just for a second? Because I already mentioned you. He's the GIFL resource I was talking about for the student's loan and the credit union. If you have questions, you can talk to him after the session. Sorry about that.
So basically, there is a there are two aspects to this, right? Can I mentor everybody in this room? No, and I don't want you to. I don't want you to take advice from me for everything, right? So the idea is that the idea is here to tap into the community to meet the requirements of the community. So with that being said, we need both mentors and we need mentees. So for example, if you are someone who is in IT or is in accounting, or is a doctor, and I'm sorry, there are a variety of different professions, and I if I miss out your profession, please don't chase me down later. But the idea is that, we need, if you're established in your career and you would like to help folks, pay it forward, because someone may have helped you in your career and where to get to where you are at, let's pay it forward. So with that being said, we'd like to request folks to sign up as mentors. And at the same time, if you are someone who is wanting to tap into this network, please sign up as a mentee as well. And we will try to do our best. And at Muslim Congress is an Islamic institution. Definitely want to match you not only by your requirements, but your gender as well. Right? So if you're a sister, we'd like to match you with a sister. If you're a brother, we'd like to match you with a brother. So what I will do, what will happen after the Muslim Congress event is over, we'll send out a document, via Google Doc, a document, and please take the time out and basically assign yourself as either a mentor or mentee, and we'll basically then try to match throughout the year folks along those lines. And we guys already have a few folks. My sister here is already, she didn't have much of a choice, but she already was volunteered as a mentor. Just to give you a brief introduction, you know, or if you want to talk about yourself, that's fine too, but I put you on the spot right there, so that's fine. You don't want to. But so basically, you know, my sister is, you know, she's, I was an accounting major, she's graduated from college, so she would be a prime candidate to mentor someone who's possibly pursuing a CPA or an accounting degree. We have other brothers and sisters too. There's another sister, unfortunately, wasn't able to make it today. But she basically has signed up for this. She is someone who has done her undergraduate and is now taking her LSAT to become a lawyer, you know, with a political science degree. So again, there's so many folks here. Let's start connecting folks and, you know, make the community stronger.
Here's a question.
Sure.
How does the mentorship program work? I mean, how does it work? What is the role of the mentor and mentee?
Absolutely. So we want to keep it as flexible as possible. So for example, if you are someone who is in college, right, and you want to, again, I'm biased, I'm a computer science guy, if you want to become a programmer, for example, so you would then, in that Google Doc, say, you know what, I want to be, my career interest is computer science. Can you match me someone from that career? That list will come out to us. We will then see, okay, how many mentors do we have who are willing to mentor someone who wants to become a programmer? Match it to, and then the idea is that the how well it progresses is based on the mentor-mentee relationship. And at the same time, you know, we will see if, for example, a mentee is not getting the information that he seeks from a mentor, we'll have a mechanism so that they can anonymously reach out to us and see if we can sign someone else, and so forth. So again, unfortunately, this is something we are just starting out, so there may be some bumps in the road and so forth, but we will definitely do our best to accommodate everything. But great question, though. Any other questions? Oh, okay, so I did cover, I guess, everything I wanted to cover. Okay, so career transition. So I have a lot of experience with this. So again, within my industry and so forth. So basically, the idea is, as Brother said earlier, you know, there's sky is the limit, or so we think in this country, right? There's always so much more that you can achieve, and the idea is that you can't, you know, you cannot act on something if you don't know about it, right? So for example, when I first started out my career, I saw a lot of people who were doing the same job that I was doing, and Brother Elias can probably relate to this. In IT, it's very common, and so forth. That, you know, the guy next door, you know, you ask him, you know, how do you do this, and he just drawing a blank. So I asked him, you know, how are you able to do this? So there are actually companies and so forth that are actually training people in a particular skill set, and then bringing them into the workforce. Right? So the idea is, you know, basically someone is guiding them into the workforce, you know, in IT. Another thing that I noticed was, you know, recently had a recent family episode, and, you know, had to, you know, go to the hospital and so forth frequently, and, you know, struck a conversation with the nurses. It was amazing. Every nurse that was at the hospital had only been in that career for 5 years. And you asked them, okay, what were you doing before that? Someone was a real estate agent. Someone was working in the banking industry. They all went back to school and, you know, got themselves into the nursing career, which is highly lucrative nowadays. So again, you know, the idea is you can't act on something if you don't know about it, right? So the idea here is to, again, tap into that network, see people who are established in what you want to change your career to, and reach out to them. Another thing with the career, actually I had someone who, I've been doing this, I've been guiding folks into IT for about 7-8 years now. And you know, one thing I like to do is kind of get an understanding of what a person wants to achieve, and then come up with a customized career plan. Hey, you need to do this. For example, for someone, you know, a business analyst role makes sense for that same person. You know, more technical role will not make sense. So kind of fully understand what they want to achieve, and then come up with a plan. And you'll be surprised at the results we get. We were able to achieve. We were able to get folks from totally non-IT disciplines into IT. Their earning potential, and again, this is not a you know, a pyramid scheme or anything where you know I'm promising you a portion in a year or two. Those chuckling, I know what you probably know what I'm talking about, right? So no, I'm not promising a portion, right? I'm not promising you overseas, but you know what? If you put the work in, you can honestly from the get-go, maybe if you were to start today, within 6 months, be at $60,000 within IT, of course. So that's the industry I'm most familiar with. And within 3 or 4 years, you can cross 100,000. It can be done. I've worked with people and I've seen firsthand. There is a brother here who I requested, he did transition his career from a non-IT discipline to IT. And, you know, it was either this session or heavenly match. So I said, you know what, you know, we got you the 9-to-5 job, now you're looking for a 5-to-9 boss, right? So that's and you know what, and he said, you know what, Brother Ali, you know, I gotta find my match. You know, I'm like, brother, no problem, I totally understand. So you know, the idea was to kind of first kind of show that, you know, this is possible, right? One of the biggest problems that I have with talking about career transition is people don't believe me at first. And I'm a very persuasive guy, so you know, give me an hour or two and I'll get you convinced. But at first it's very difficult. You know, you're telling a guy with no experience whatsoever that, you know what, you can get a job in IT and you can make $60,000. You know, and this is right up front. You know, I have other brothers here who have similar experiences, who helped other people in transitioning. It certainly can be done. The question is, you want to put that effort in, right? And do you want to tap into a resource that who's willing to help you? And so forth. So basically, I mean, that is, so that's pretty much it. So from a career transition perspective, does anyone have any questions? Azura.
It's just a comment. I think, excellent done, mashallah, may Allah bless. I think it will be an injustice if we do not introduce brother, and I want our younger brothers to know, you know. Like a few years back, there was a young entrepreneur lab, you know, business person who went to Pakistan to set up a business, and he opened a business in Pakistan, lab, and he was martyred. So we have lost a lot of gems, and this brother is his son. So inshallah, we all you younger folk, they have to like take the legacy of our shahada. And I think many times these ideas have been generated, but they do not take off because we young people do not take we need them on board. So inshallah, if we remember a spirit, there has to be a motivation. There's another brother who was recently, you know, passed away, Brother Bakes, you know, and he was doing service in Pakistan. So we lost him in an accident. So there are many, many, you know, our brothers who are doing great service. So I really want, inshallah, this thing to go. Second thing, I think, as brother mentioned, that existing people, there are many people who are doing an excellent job. We have brother in Dearborn. He has been working in, you know, engineering. And you know, brother Gardizi. I think we should identify people. It's okay to be humble, but we're already doing that. Like, he has a large database of job, resume, email, brother Ali Azhar. And I think we should go in the room, and I think everybody should participate, be open about it.
Sure, that's great.
The other thing is, I know there is Muslim Congress next to it, but we should keep it broad and include existing groups, existing centers. So each center, I mean, sky is the limit, as you said.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Azurbai. And exactly, sky is the limit. And the name, you have to choose a name. Right? So this is a professional network that started. This is the Congress. You know what? I'm all about connecting the dots. Right? So professional networking, Muslim Congress, and CPN, right? But having said that, it's for everybody. It's for Muslims, right? You know, We will try to help her only as much as possible. And if you can reach out to your folks, send the invite, you know, for LinkedIn and so forth to the people in your sphere of influence, please do so. And Brother Wally has a comment as well, so I'll hand the mic over.
Oh, thank you very much. I think this is very important work that you guys are thinking about. Just one comment and one suggestion. I know most of your talk that I've heard so far was around IT and stuff. I know there was some references to other professions as well. I know a lot of people hate software development. I hate hardware stuff, right? I like software. So not everybody is IT oriented, right? So I think we need to guide people, young guys and girls, give them exposure to everything and see what clicks, right? So that's very important. My suggestion is that we hold a regular, maybe a weekly or a monthly or whatever, where we somebody comes in and talks about their profession and ins and outs of that profession. How do you get the degree? How do you progress? What are the prospects in terms of money and all that stuff, right, that you have learned over 20 years, for example? So I think one-on-one mentoring is invaluable. That's great. But sometimes a group kind of a thing is great as well. I mean, I've worked with people. I mean, Brother Gadezi has a lot of networking of like jobs and stuff. I've not done that, but you know, I found value when I've coached someone one-on-one and they understood, oh, I know what you mean. Or if you guided them on one single line of business in IT itself, because there's so many things, right? Same thing, law and other stuff. My children are going into high school, college now. My son is undecided. I'm asking, one day he's saying I'm going to medicine, the other day he's going to law. It's like completely opposite, right? They don't get along. That's a suggestion that if we have weekly or bi-weekly or whatever, I think that would be great.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the beauty of this is that it's a brand new network, right? And as oftentimes you see with brand new things, is that there's always room for change, right? So absolutely, if there's any suggestions that you all like to make, if there's anyone that would like to suggest something right now, please feel free to raise your hand. Great, we have a sister here.
Assalamu alaikum. I am in social services and I heard you talk a lot about IT. When I started, I own a company now with 20 staff members. When I started, it was very difficult because as a Muslim, it's even three times more difficult just to find three references, you know, to send for a licensure or something. I found that other non-Muslim, they have more opportunities. They have book rehab, they have advising at school, counselors, guidance, all of that. And that's something that would be really beneficial if we can find getting the students while they're in school to guide them. Something in line like the brother said, but more guidance counselor where you have different careers, networks, who can write you just a reference letter to go, or show you the way where to get that licensure. Or for special needs, we have children with disabilities, learning disabilities, and they do not get the help that others get just because of that stigma of the unknown, or I will be judged or something like that. So I am volunteering. I have tons of networking that we do have. We have foster care program. We have such a vast lack of foster care in the Muslim community. So many other things that everybody can do. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Actually, that's a great point. I mean, this is a professional network. It's not for you know, a particular industry and so forth. So social services, absolutely. It's that idea is marrying the need with the requirement, right? And for my project manager and business analyst folks, they can totally relate to that. Right? So that's the idea. If there's a need, if there's a requirement, if there's a need, match someone who can meet that with that requirement and so forth. So I actually would like to get your information after the session so that we can have you as a mentor for the program.
Brother, if we can have, so Brother Nasi, if you can give us feedback. He has been a very higher level, you know.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
There's a lot of experience in having a lot of
absolutely.
You should say something. Like everybody should have a
I'm the cameraman, guys.
A man with multiple talents.
No, this is I'm being put on the spot, so I'm usually not good with surprises. But anyway, so the just a brief introduction as brother Asghar was asking for, and so basically I have a sport motor company, and I've been there for more than 20 years now. Currently, I manage the global treasury systems, and also I lead the North American mentorship IT mentorship program for all the professionals, and also I'm the co-chair for people development committees. So, and we implement that globally. So I'm part of that, and so Brother Razzar put me on the spot for this one.
He owns the brand here.
And
you're walking on his brand.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
No. So I help with anything, and this was Brother Razzar's draft for me. So he's good with that. And of course, you know, can help with anybody. I mean, the main thing with mentorship or anything, at least just a common suggestion, and for my younger brothers, and is that, you know, when we get into mentorship, especially in the early stages, look for generalists. I mean, look for people who can guide you on a broad base, because if you start focusing from now on, the best strategy right now is to get you a job, and given like brother was saying, start somewhere, and then you start specializing. And then, you know, it can be any field we talk about. There's, and again, I'm also from IT, so I can use my IT experience, and I've mentored several people over years and years of experience. So the thing is that, especially in IT, there are software development jobs, non-development jobs, security, you know, everything else, and brothers all over the place have done different things, so it doesn't necessarily have to be programmable, and sky is the limit, brother was saying. So anything you know, I can help with. I'm here, you know, for people and jobs and all that. And that's the thing we struggle with is our momineen, getting the working with our momineen, finding the momineen. There's jobs all over the place. And Brother Ali is another manager at Ford. Bali is another manager at Ford, so he knows. You know, we always struggle. We talk about these kind of things and other brothers. So there's a lot of opportunities that go missed just because we don't know our people. And then the other part that's very important after mentoring and getting to know what you want to do is interviewing skills. We need to start working on the interviewing skills. Because without those good interviewing skills, it doesn't matter what qualification you have. If you can't speak, you're dead. You know. So that is the other big thing that we have to focus on and learn. And there are techniques that you have to apply. You know, it's not as simple as just going and taking your certificate and talking about yourself. It's how you talk, what you talk, and what you give. So that's a complete picture. You know where you want to go, and then shoot for those aims, and then be able to present yourself. Because without the presentation, the whole thing fails. Right? So,
thank you so much.
Very, very interesting. So I want to share a quick story, real quick. So, as you all know, every one of us has made a mistake, right? So I always chuckle when I think about this. So, you know, in my early part of my career, which you know, right out of college. I was in an interview. One of the typical interview questions is, you know, how do you prepare for this interview? Well, you know what? Me being the novice that I was, and I've come leaps and bounds from that, thank God. The question was that, okay, how do you prepare for this interview? And I honestly, my response was, you know what? There are 15, 20 questions that the career services department for my university sends over. And what I did was I stood in front of a mirror and I basically answered those questions and I kind of saw how my emotions were changing. Not a good answer, right? How do you prepare for the company? If someone, if there was a network like this back then and I would have had access to a mentor and so forth, the first thing they would have told me, right, Ali, you know what, if you get a question on how you prepare for an interview, you don't tell them you stand in front of a mirror. You tell them, you know what, I looked at your company, I went to your company's website, I tried to get an understanding of which industry you're in, how much revenue you're making, is buying your stock a question between a burger and your stock, or is it a question of buying your stock maybe a few months of savings, right? So knowing the stock market value, understanding why the need for the position has arisen, right? And that's a big question. There are a lot of corporations who hire because, you know what, the manager wants to create their hierarchy. They want to create their kingdom. They have lots of positions, and you know, for some reason they got a lot of funding, and they want to hire for that position. I would ask those sorts of questions, right? Hey, why are you hiring me? Why am I in this room? Right? It's a very valid question. Again, not knowing what to ask, I probably made a fool of myself. Thank God I haven't met that guy again. So there was another question. Sorry, brother. I'll walk over to you real quick.
My name is Vigesh. I'm from Canada, and I'm looking for a job in Michigan, and I'm having trouble having the opportunity to find employers who are willing to talk to a person from another country. And I've always wanted to know, is there a way that I could reach out to my Muslim community to maybe have a mentor that can help me, you know, introduce me to employers that are actually willing to give a person from a different country a chance? And is there someone I can meet here that can maybe help me with that?
Absolutely. Which profession?
I'm in finance.
Yes.
And I noticed that you mentioned that there's people working in boards, and I've actually tried to apply so many times at Ford and GM and other places because I wanted to be a financial analyst at those positions. And I noticed that every time that they had to talk about, like, you know, sponsoring and anything like that, they don't do it to someone who just came out of university. They need a lot of experience, and I want to find someone where they're willing to try to hire someone who has experience, but not as much as they want, but who's willing to learn and who's eager to grow and wants to go somewhere here. Thank you.
That's a great question, and thank you for sharing your experience. This is a very valid issue, right? And I struggled with this myself too. I'll just come right over. Just to add to that. So this is a very common issue. When I first started my career, you know, people would say, you know what, this is an entry-level job. Great. I have no experience. I should be eligible for this. No, we need at least 2 years of experience, right? And that's a typical response, right? You know what? Yes, that is true. And it's always, it depends. Yes, you can apply to a job online, but the inside track will always bear more fruit. And unfortunately, that's what it is, right? I mean, this is it's a challenging economy. Lots of jobs come online. And you know, there are a lot of folks who may not be eligible for the job based on their experience and so forth. So even a lot of managers, as Brother Wally and Brother Nasir can probably relate to, that the resume that you get online from the job portal, you have to you know, zero out the noise, and that's a very challenging job with the strict schedule and so forth that folks have and so forth. So the idea to your answer is, you know what? What I will try and do is, since you're looking for a job in Michigan, we have a lot of, this conference is happening in Michigan, so we have a lot of local Michigan folks. I will get your number. I will reach out to folks, and we can see if we can make something happen this weekend. If not, it's an action item for us to address fairly soon.
Thank you.
And at the same time, what we'll do is we'll also see if we can reach out to someone who may be more familiar with, like, the immigration law status and so forth, because there may be some visa options as well to consider. So definitely, no problem. Great question. Thank you. Sure.
Assalamu alaikum. I've got two questions. So far the discussion, it looks like that there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of, you know, helping out everyone in the community. Collaboration, yeah, definitely would be a great idea. I just want to know, what are the struggles that these, you know, institutes are facing at the moment? Are usually. The other question is for the career transition. What you guys are talking about is for the younger generation, but I know, like, being an immigrant, when you come here, you've already had a career, and now your career is not acceptable, or it's not compatible anymore in this society. So you are gonna have that career transition, right? So do you guys have any plans for that, where you're working with people who are career transitioning when they already have a career in the past?
Absolutely. That is a great question, and I'm from Chicago, and do you want to take a stab at that? Sure. Now,
how many know about the WIOA program? Has anybody heard about it? This is the last year the president announce a grant like a $4,000, $5,000, go and take any certification. And this is the free money. So we have to focus also our grant and the free certification courses. I mean, other communities like the Ahani, somebody's come and he know about this is a grant, this is the free certification. I mean, for she's talking about the you have to change. You have a get a grant $4,000, $5,000, get it and do any certification. So,
absolutely.
So WIOA plan is like a, they just request about $2 billion in Virginia and other states. So
what I've meant was that you're right. I've done the same thing. My career transition was helpful because I come from Canada, so I did get the government grant and I did transition there. But I'm just saying, being this platform here, do you guys are? It would be best, in my opinion, that if these informations are provided to the people who come to you, because they know that, okay, you guys are helping out people with the career transition and all that, you're working on it. So if this information is already given to them, it will be much better for them. I got the opportunity, I found a person who was able to guide me. I didn't get that grant, but it's not happening for everyone, in our community at least. So working on that, that's my suggestion.
Absolutely, and that's a very valid point. I mean, being in Chicago, I have been involved with folks who've come from abroad, like Pakistan, India, and so forth. And that's one of the biggest problems, is that there is a different way of things being done in the homeland, and that necessarily may not translate directly here. But here's the question: it's very difficult it's a very customized effort, right? I mean, whatever you're doing in your previous career, we have to see that, you know, what can align to maybe a different career with here that is more, mainstream and so forth. It's a customized approach. I mean, I've had folks who come and...
Maybe we can get like an online platform, where people can post. So here's a solution, maybe we can get an online platform where people who are struggling or have questions, they can post on it. And then we have just people from the community, with insight into a solution, help out on an online platform like Reddit, or, I use Reddit for anything, I need to do, in my personal problem. So if we have a Reddit for, I'm from Pakistan, and this issue, and then we have just people, help out, and then the Reddit takes care of putting the comments that are the best go up, so I think that's a solution that we look at.
One thing I'm getting from this is that we've already found someone who can help us with career transition. So, you're going to be part of it.
So, real quick to respond to that question, last year we created a Google group, a Yahoo group, and then their moderated group. There were people who asked questions. What happened to that group last year is, and again it depends upon the participant, what they did was, rightly so, they basically reached out to us directly, went through the group, asked a question, didn't get the answer, reached out to us. That's why the LinkedIn group that he mentioned, I don't know if you were here in the beginning, the LinkedIn group that he's talking about, to me, make more sense. It's a lot more professional, and then you can, you can branch out into different professions at that point in time. I think a brother had a question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Mujahid. I am from Canada. Thank you for inviting me to speak. I have very good information to share that when I came in Canada for first 7 years, I was in odd jobs. Then with my neighbor, he just guided me a little bit. And I did 3 days Prima Mira. That was not certification, that was only training. And then I was just asking him what are the problems he is facing in the last week. So in with 2-3 weeks, I was very good for the interview. And after that, I am doing this professional job 7-8 years. And we are also trying to guide and involve other people in this. There are very effective tools and techniques which we can use, and we can guide our brothers and sisters to come into the professional jobs and businesses and here is land of opportunities. It's the fact.
Sorry, I just want to add there, this is what I'm talking about. So it took Jai brother to 7 years to reach that point. So if you have this platform, I don't know what questions to ask, because I don't know if there's any government grant. I have no idea. I did not have the idea, I just got lucky. But I'm saying, since we have this platform, it looks like there's a lot of people who are doing this stuff. If this is going to be provided to people who are coming in, who are already going to shy away from our jobs, it's because we've had a successful career. For those, if we have something where it's going to be addressed as soon as they land or as soon as they can get this help from, that would be a good idea. That's all what I'm saying. This is exactly what I don't know when a person comes in, do not know where the resources, what are the right questions. I'm not going to do any odd job because it's egotistically, it's not affordable. It brings you into all that questions. They can go to this platform. That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. That's a valid point. So, sorry.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mohammed. I just wanted to add with Brother Mujahid and Sister Edith. I'm also came in an immigrant in Canada. So last 15 years in the beginning studying, get back to school, finished my master, then got in my field job. My field is engineering. So concerned about our job and difficulties we are feeling in, especially in North America. And a lot of folks is talking about ITs. I know everybody cannot do the IT jobs and not the software designing. But there is too many other jobs instead of our jobs. Like some people if want to go to medicine or law, that's nice. Or some can go in engineering, right? In like EPCM, engineering, procurement, construction, management jobs, all over the world is highly paid jobs. Very, very highly paid jobs, but if nobody can go, so there is the craft jobs. Our youth, which they are not able to go to uni, so they can go to school, they can just, but unfortunately, when we came our India, Pakistan, our ego, we not, consider craft jobs as a good jobs. Like the welder, if you saw in welding in North America, his minimum wages are $120 per hour. The welder, good welder, he can earn $1,000 a day. And his job is never laid off. His job is continuous job. Similarly, if you go for electrician, you go for journeyman, you go for any craft, any kind of, some students like our youth, if they are not going to university, it's a blue collar job, but is granted, they can never, make less than 150K a year. I challenge anybody, you can just check with Graf, he's making 150K because I am in the field. So it's a good, share, and we can just let us, our youth, know, instead of here, we can see all the youth guys and from these local communities, like white guys, the most, if they not study, they go for financing high in unis. The most of other, they never go for engineering, never go for other, they just jump into the craft job. So there is a lot of opportunities in craft jobs, and also it's too much money in craft job, never laid off. So my suggestion is, it's good we can just put on, as our website, if somebody came with kids, instead of doing, doing factory job or driving a cab or dribbling a pizza, it's better go, just do a little bit course for welding, do a little course for a craft, any kind of craft, or teach youth to both, if they're not too much getting a not too much percentage for the university, right? So they can go to the college, and it's good opportunities. But there is a blue collar instead of white. So like IT guys, maximum IT guys, I'm not sure they can make a $250,000, right? But craft can make a $250,000. So, and if that IT is going to that, he has a good brain, right?
So it's better, you know, as we can put in our that website for a guidance. So these jobs also considerable to go, you know, for a lineman, for a journeyman, right? So it's this is my point. I just want to share with this.
No, absolutely, and thank you for sharing that insight. So I think one thing to clarify though is that this is a professional network. This is not an IT network. It's not an accounting network. It's not a we're not trying to create doctors overnight. You know, what we're trying to do is basically one size does not fit all. We have to understand that, right? I mean, if you are someone who is trying to change their career from one thing to another, you know, you have to, the best career transition that I have seen is that basically leveraging, you know, the skills that you have in your current career and mapping it to a career that you aspire to take on. And then matching you someone who's already in that career so that they can ease that transition. As you had mentioned about the craft job, absolutely. I mean, if we can find folks, we will share that information with the group. The idea is at the end of this effort, we're going to send out a Google Doc where we're going to get both mentors and mentees, and then we'll also have the LinkedIn professional networking group with the intent to connect the dots. Right, so we will post that information out. Now, if there is something, for example, if there's a career skill set that you think that is not being covered, you can send us an email, right? Send us an email, we will send it out to the group and so forth. I have transitioned a lot of folks to IT and a lot of us have done so, but there's a very unique experience that I had with someone who was not from IT. Right, they were an accountant. You know, they wanted to transition over for various reasons and so forth. And what I like to do is before I give any idea, any advice or anything, you can't give an idea if you don't have the full picture. Right, every person is a full picture. Right, until you understand the full picture, you cannot give guidance. Right, you cannot until you don't understand what the skills the person has. And try to marry them with another skill set, you can't even be effective. So for that reason, for example, for folks who have come from overseas, you know, from the homeland and so forth, you know, let's try to understand what skills they have over there, have in their career over there, and see how that maps to possibly another career that's more mainstream here and so forth. So the answer to the question is. Is there an answer for every career transitioning requirement? Probably not. It's going to be evolving because it's based on whoever is connecting, what requirements they have, what situation they what kind of skills they have, and then it will be a more of a customized effort to see how we can get them to where they want to be. Did I answer that question at all? Okay, great. And my brother has okay. But you want to have a question or a comment?
Just a real quick summary. My name is Ali, and I'm an IT myself. And I would like to back up the idea of brother. I'm sorry, I was out. I couldn't get his name. Muhammad. Yeah. Not to disrespect the Indian IT industry, but there are a lot of folks coming from India on a cheap labor, which is kind of taking over a lot of IT resources, the deserving folks like myself. It's been some time. I'm in IT. I have my studies done over here, my bachelor's, and I have some certifications as well. But I'm still unable to make that kind of money that you guys are talking about. Of course, money is not the everything. The idea is to back up or to introduce other careers that you can get into, probably especially for our youth who see IT as a window just to get the step in and get your first job. And then they're stuck with the industry for kind of the rest of their life. So I would again, you know, back up his idea. Thank you for having, probably like to talk to him afterwards.
Debbie, thank you for the comment. And that makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, IT, as we see in the last 30, 40 years, there have been different careers. I mean, look at this city, Ford, right? Known for what? Manufacturing jobs, right? I mean, this city was built on building cars. And we've seen that the industry has evolved into something else and those jobs are no longer available and so forth. And you're gonna have to transition to different careers. IT, for example, as Brother Ali mentioned, it's a very big problem nowadays. I, being IT myself, have to reinvent myself every 5 years in terms of acquiring new skills and so forth. Granted, I'm doing this in IT, but at some point there may come a time where you may have to say, you know what, I may have to go to a different career set altogether. So that's the idea. The idea here is not to gear you towards IT. I'm an IT guy myself, I have my biases, right? As accounting folks may have their biases. The idea is not to recruit you for a particular industry. The idea is to get you through a different career, the career that you want to achieve on your own.
Oh, no problem.
So with that being said, I mean, are there any other questions, any other thoughts that you'd like to share?
Sure. Sorry, I'll get confused.
My question is, or a statement rather, there's a lot of talk about getting jobs. Is there anything about putting together a business? Is there a network of investors? Should we go to VC? Should we not go to VC? When should we go to VC? I know there are a lot of brothers who started their own startups, and it would be nice if we can get them involved and maybe give a roadmap of how to start your own business, what is needed, what grants you can apply for, and that kind of stuff. Is there any program, or is there any thoughts about having a program?
There absolutely is. Let me just respond to that question. Sorry. Yes, there absolutely is. So again, the idea is that we're not trying to pigeonhole this effort into a particular industry or a particular aspect, like job finding. The idea is it's a professional network, right? So the idea is that, you know what, if you want to become a business owner, there are folks, I know folks right here who are business owners, right? They are folks who have already done what you're trying to do, or what I'm trying to do. So the idea is, again, marrying the two, connecting two people, one with a requirement, one who has some experience, and allow the person who's trying to make the career transition not make the same mistakes that the person who has already been in that career has probably already made. So yes, absolutely. Definitely we want to have some career guidance along starting a business as well, or maybe even acquiring a business. A lot of us may, for example, have a job. They want to have an alternate source of income. Well, you know what, as far as I can tell, you can only be in one place at one time, right? I mean, you can't be in two places making working on two different jobs. So the idea is, you know what, maybe someone wants to acquire a business, right? How do you acquire a business? I mean, a lot of folks who have been in jobs for their entire lives, it's very difficult. I mean, how do you, what's the step one, right? I mean, do I talk to an attorney, or do I talk to a bank, or what do I do, right? So the idea is that it would be nice to connect that person with someone who's already acquired a business and guide them and so forth. Brother William.
Very quickly, right, so just to extend that thought again, you don't have to just do job or do business, right? You can do both as well. So there are thousands of ways you can make more and more money and get established and actually establish other people as well. Just to give you an idea of myself, right, I am in IT. Actually, I have a degree in business and engineering, but I do real estate on the side. And it's not just that you do business and you make money. You can actually share your ideas for others to help them make money as well. For example, you don't have to be a businessman, but you can still be in real estate, for example. You can buy a house if you have a good guidance, right, and rent it out, for example. But you need good guidance to make sure that you have a good rent coming in, and maybe in 10, 15 years or maybe 20 years, it's paid off. It's like a retirement fund. So there's so many ideas. Thanks for raising that point as well. So I think if you have these kind of interests, please put your information on the piece of paper we are circulating so that we know where you can help or where you need help. Just one comment for the young guys here. One thing that I have noticed, and not just specific to young guys, but some more senior people as well. Interview skills, right? Communication. And basically, one thing that I wanted to highlight for young guys is maturity. Even if you don't have the skills or maybe the exact qualification, the way you carry yourself when you enter into an interview room or something like that, or when you talk, and the way you receive the question and answer it, the way you handle yourself is very, very important, because you're not an experienced 20 years experienced guy who's sitting in front of you. He's not looking for you just for their job. He's looking at you, the company's success. They are looking at how you fit in the corporate in general, right? So you have to communicate what you can do for the company in the long run, for example. And a lot of experienced people in this room can help you prepare yourself for that kind of success. So I think in this group we can do a lot of good things, and thanks a lot again for organizing this.
No, thank you all. I mean, this is a community effort. We're all going to make this successful. So, sorry, brother, I
Bismillah ar-Rahman.
Yeah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Shabir Mandani. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I have a degree in accounting, and I have been in business for the last 35 years in Dallas, and I have an office business in California also. I will share my thoughts with you, and then you can pass it on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I mean, we already have someone who can mentor us from a business perspective.
Inshallah.
Thank you so much. So great. So I mean, let's see, check, do a time check. So does anyone have any questions? Okay, great. So what I think, you know, there is that paper being sent out. We will, if you can, please send your information in there. We will also send out, like I said before, just to kind of recap the whole effort real quick. Sorry, I thought that there were some questions that we may have covered in the beginning, and some folks may have joined late, so here, just to kind of quickly reiterate the whole effort, and I'll try to do this as quickly as possible. So basically, there are three demographics, like I said. There is, we've identified three demographics. The first demographic is basically people who are already in established careers, who want to maybe go to a, who may want to find a different job and so forth, so there's a LinkedIn group. You can post the job on that site, and the idea is that, you know, if there there are several other folks in that group, if they find that job of interest, they will reach out to you, again, connect two people together, and maybe get you to a different job, maybe get to a different city, and so forth. That was the first aspect of it. So the group is already created. It's called Muslim Congress Professional Network. If you'd like to send me an invite right away, you can do that via your phone, and we can start that going forward. The next aspect was the mentorship program. Again, this is more for college students and high school students to get them basically connected as far as guiding them in where they want to go in their lives. And the third aspect was the career transition part. I think we've discussed that quite a bit, and that's basically again, you know, if you are in a career A, you want to go to career B, what are your options? How can we do that? How can we get you connected with someone who can give you guidance and not make those mistakes?
One more thing.
Yes, I have a quick question. My name is Hasan Tadezi. I'm from Detroit area. I normally, like, whenever I hear a job, I share with my group. I have more than like 500 people that I share jobs, and there are other many things happening. My point is that there are a few like a social media group, Facebook group, who are doing the same thing, and also there are some in LinkedIn. So I'm thinking if there is any possibility if we can join all these together, as Brother Asghar is also running a Facebook group for that, and there should be effort. And we also do like career guidance or mentoring. I worked with Nasir for 12 years. We tried to help some people find a job in Ford and other places as well. So there is should be something that we can like join all forces. Then we have Brother Furqan Rizvi. He always guide people in getting training in IT. There are short courses in IT, like if somebody is willing to work hard for 2-3 months, they can switch a career. And as we have said, that the $60,000 job or maybe more than that, there are a lot of activities. We are familiar with many institutes in the Detroit area, but the Furqan, he also knows, he also arranges the online training, their institutes in New Jersey. We can also share same information on your website as well. But the session is if you can come up with the idea how we can connect all these people, that would be helpful.
Absolutely. I mean, just a quick comment, sorry, and I'll get to Brother Furqan. You know what, has anyone just noticed something that just happened right before our eyes? I mean, this was a professional network, right? We're seeing a lot of activists who are in their particular communities who are already doing this, getting connected. I mean, this is mind-boggling, right? I mean, we have just identified so many people who are actually doing what we're trying to achieve here, right? So not only are we connecting professionals with folks, we're also connecting people who are already doing this with each other. For example, Brother Lester mentioned there are a few organizations. To be honest, I was not aware of them. Now I know about them, I will talk to you and we'll definitely connect. And the whole idea is, I'm an IT guy and I probably made that abundantly clear. But at the same time, in IT, the biggest thing that you want to do, you don't want to reinvent the wheel. Right? If you can copy, you know, take leverage of someone else's existing code, why write it yourself? Right? And Brother Willie can relate to that. Right? And that's how I made my career as a programmer at one point. So the idea is, right, why reinvent the wheel? Right? So if there are folks who are doing these sorts of efforts, let's tap into them, let's reach out to them, and make the most, get the biggest bang for the buck as far as time is concerned. So I guess, you know, I'll go to Brother Furqan real quick.
I started with the accounting also. I went to school here in Minnesota, and I fit my career to IT. So after that, actually, I started, because we went through a very difficult time that time, finding a job in IT and all, because there was no sponsorship available for each one. So we found some company, and then they were doing this business. So what we did, actually, after that, some of our friends actually started. The same thing, I mean, we started giving training and then, you know, in different fields, like, just give you one example, like, actually a lot of people come from for outsourcing, they cannot even speak, actually, you know, correct English, but we have a lot of, like, young people here, they went to school here, born here, and there are a lot of jobs, actually, like, for business families and all, where you communicate with the client, and they prefer people, you know, they can speak and understand proper English. So we do train people from end to end. Everything is not like we just give the information, like from first, like from starting training, how to give interview, how to create resume, and then also, you know, offer getting job at the, you know, help people also then, you know, survive over there. So it's not like just giving information, it's like end to end. As Brother Gadidhi, I'm working with Brother Gadidhi, I think since like 3-4 years now, and then we placed some people to him also, and then trained. So yeah, as his brother Ali said, that we have that LinkedIn now, so inshallah we'll keep in touch with that. Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Furqan. Do you have a question, sir? I thought you raised your hand.
I'll
pass it over here real quick. Okay. So we got everyone's attention now? No, sorry.
I think we should just like separate those who need help and those who want to give help, so that way we can be better organized. And instead of like people like running around not who to talk to, so I think that would be better.
Absolutely. So that's a very good point. So just to clarify, what we are going to do is we're going to send a Google Doc out after the end of the conference, where we will basically ask you if you would like to be a mentor or a mentee. So in other words, if you want to be someone who would like to help or someone who would like to be helped, right? And the idea is you know you want to identify the folks, and that will be provide the separation that you're indicating. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I have something to say.
Sure, please.
Just wanted to ask if any of you guys are going back to the community centers, like our Imam Bargars or mosques. Are you guys doing any trainings there? One question, if you guys are doing that, that's great. Just wanted to share my experience. So my daughter, she's doing medical radiation, and she actually came to conclude that her profession is not that, there are not a lot of jobs there out for her career. So she started thinking in her third year that maybe I might need to change my career. I have to transition into another career. So, but she's a student and she's already got a student loan, and she doesn't want to come back to me and ask me for the money. So what she thought, that Why don't I get something which is going to be free for me and go and, you know, look at that if it matches with her soft skills. So she was able to find a program which defined her soft skills. It's a business analyst, since you are in IT, you know, it's a BA program, but it was offered in our Shia Community Institute, that's at Babagam, it's in Canada. It was free, and this person, I think Dr. Rizwan is his name, let me just correct me, so he conducted that, and there were other people also, but it was the best decision she said that she took, because now she is much more calmer. She knows that, oh, if I don't have that, if I don't get the medical radiation job as soon as I get out of the university, I still have something to fall back upon. And now she started thinking, I'm just giving this to all the younger kids here. So she started thinking maybe there might be some places where a business analyst is required, but it's still a medical environment. So she can, you know, she can connect her both her skills, the academic and her soft skills there. So she's already started looking into those opportunities. So maybe, you know, these type of groomings also with the mentor and mentee program can be provided for sure.
Absolutely, and that's a very good. Thank you for sharing that experience. So that's a very interesting point, right? So let's just say, like, for example, someone has already invested some time into a career. Later on, they find out that, you know what, it happens all the time. Like, how many people have signed up as pre-med students? At some point, I pretty much have the whole DC community, right? And then afterwards, you find out, all right, what other careers do I have, right? So if I went to Baylor University, it's known for its pre-med program, and everyone used to sign up for pre-med. And then later on, as they found out that, you know what, maybe I'm not having too much fun in biology or chemistry and so forth, they go to a different career. But here's what we're trying to address. What if you knew what you knew in your senior year in college, or your junior year in college, and your freshman year in college? What if you had a network where you could reach out and say, you know what, I want to be whatever, you know, this is my career. And if someone who is in that career could have given you that guidance and said, hey, you know what, these are the pros and cons. That's exactly what we want to do. Not only do we want to help you later on when you decide to change your career, but at the same time kind of help you at the forefront. Right? So that's exactly what we want to do. The second question you asked is, are we connected with the centers of our cities? Yeah. Absolutely. So I can say for myself that, you know, being in Chicago, is my outreach being happening through the mechanism that the centers have? No, because there's a lot of red tape, unfortunately, you know, with centers and so forth. If they start feeding to me, then some guy will raise their hand and say, you know what? I have this particular effort, can you start sending information to your channel through this as well? We don't want to put them in a tough spot and so forth. So what we've done is we reach out through, you know, channels and so forth. Everyone knows who we are. And if someone needs a job, they'll reach out and say, I mean, I get calls all the time. I mean, my wife sometimes gets annoyed at times too, because, you know what, I'm here, and, you know, call comes, and next day, 3 hours later, we get done, like, finally, I think we have a good understanding of where this guy is at. But that's the amount of effort that it takes. So are we connected with the center? Absolutely. Are we using their official mechanisms of broadcasting information? No. We have other ways of around that. So. Does that answer your question? Or?
Yeah, it was just a suggestion. I was just putting it out there, just an idea that, you know, not connecting to them, but it's more like giving back to the community center through your skills and all that. That's what I want. But I understand. I totally agree with you that there are times that teams and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this whole idea is, you know what, I know everyone who's been part of these efforts, you know, the idea is that you want to pay forward, right? You know, I like to tell people that there's no plane that takes off without a runway, right? I mean, there has to be a runway, right? Now, sometimes some people get a long runway, some people get short, you know, but no one who's flying today did not get off without a runway, you know? And when we're talking about planes, you know, someone will say, you know, helicopters get off without a runway. No, we're not talking about helicopters here, right? So that's the idea. So as someone in your career, everyone who's successful, who thinks they're successful, if they were to reflect on their life, at some point, when they raised their hand, someone held their hand and filled them up, right? And it is a very good saying, right, that, you know what, it's very easy to get up the, enter an elevator and go up, but it's very important to send that elevator back down, right? So the next guy who needs help has a mechanism to attain, you know, the success that you've achieved, right? And it's always it's something you should strive for, right? As a community, Muslim Congress here, I mean, what are we doing here? We're building a community. And a big part of building the community is also securing, stable careers, right? And that's essentially what we're trying to do. So, you know, you're on an elevator, you're on the top floor, send the elevator back down.
I'm sorry, I'm taking again your time. I may not take too much. I just want to, I'm not scaring you guys because North America is around 10 to 12 hours behind Asia time, right? So like most of the, if you guys check, lot of jobs, like my other brother mentioned in the IT from India, so the most of companies here, they're hiring Indian guys staying at India and they're paying in Indian currency. Like if the Indian guy, fresh graduate or, you know, even an experienced guy, if he got 40,000 rupees or 50,000 rupees Indian, he is very happy to serve. So what the companies are doing, they're all doing most of the jobs from India because India and a little bit from Pakistan too, right? But the problem is because we are behind, they give the task. The next day in the morning, when morning come here, so they already send all the information. I'm just mentioning this is happening right now. The other thing is keeping in view, because like I mentioned, I'm not a craft, my field is engineering field, I'm electrical engineer, right? But mentioning that point particular, to be successful for our community, if our guys are not able to go for university, they can prefer to go craft, because Indian or other labels cannot come in your North America to do the craft job. And also we should keep in mind the 3D printers successful stories for that too. Like we are doing a Muslim Congress community, so we should still, we have to decide, because we have a lot of scholars, we can check with them. We just consider outsider as a community, or we should be a part of this community. Like we should own that we are not a Pakistani, we are not an Indian, we are American, we are Canadian. We just like our lot of, like myself too, right? We say, oh, we are Pakistani, you are Indian, right? So if we go for that lot of opportunities, like forces, they are providing too many fundings. They, you know, is ask, is it good? We should check with our ulama or scholars, and we should go to build this as a whole community. To get that the full benefits, right? In the meanwhile, in the slow process, we can go forward, right? Like if we check Americans or Canadians, if we go 150 years back, right? Nobody was here. They all came as an immigrant. Now they are say that we are American. So we should consider for that part too. Like Shia community mail just for comments, but unfortunately nobody gave comment back, because the Canadian forces announced that if a grade 12 student come to us, we will make him a doctor free, and you know, giving funding to him or her, right? And he will got a pay, starting pay will be $150,000 a kid, right? So similarly, all the programs, we should, my suggestion is, we should bring this, kind of attention to our scholars. They will support this program, or just we should just stay isolated from this. We are saying, oh, we are Indian community, we are Asian community, we are Pakistani community, or we should go for that. This is my suggestion.
Absolutely. One
last question.
Sure. Just one last question. Just a quick point. So yeah, idea here is that, you know what, charity starts with home, right? So you gotta first help your own people, and then you can tap into the other communities. So idea for now is to basically focus on Momini, right? Let's get this built up within our Momin.
My question is, Mominin should stay with Momin, or Mominin should go to rule these countries?
Absolutely, absolutely.
They should stay just in the mosque, or they have to go to the rule the country, right? My point is, we should go for rule the country, no, or just rule small communities. My question is this.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense, and that's a question that we all struggle to answer, and definitely we'll try and see what can be done, you know, in this going forward. But you know, we have to keep a very short-term goal, and that for first is to get ourselves into great careers. And once we build great careers, that is the next step, you know. But we can't do that right immediately, unfortunately.
But there are sessions where you can ask questions.
That's a very good point. Thank you so much. You know, there are respected women here. I would suggest that you may want to pose this question to them and see what their thoughts are. And one of the beauties of Muslim Congress is that you have firsthand access to one of the most, you know, esteemed ulama on this side of the pond. So definitely, I would say that would be a question for them, with all due respect.
This is Trina's question.
Yes, sorry.
It's less of a question and more of a comment. I guess instead of like focusing on like ruling a certain community or like dominating a certain industry, even like with the concern of exporting jobs to foreign countries, as economically what happens is like as you export like more jobs to a certain country, like their wages start to go up, so then they become like about like the same level of competitiveness as we are. I guess like the benefits of having this kind of network is that like in case of like certain jobs domestically, like they're not as competitive or they're not as good like wage-wise, like you would be able to like transition from place to place. The whole point of like creating this like LinkedIn community or creating like a domestic community is that way, like, you know, Muslims are given an equal opportunity as the rest of like everyone else in society. I think instead of like focusing on like ruling a certain community or you're dominating a certain community or like being in charge of a certain community, I think we need to like develop ourselves like within our own communities first, and then kind of from there enter like the modern world, like enter into like mainstream American society and just like be on terms of them as equals, instead of like, I think a lot of like brothers and sisters when they first like moved here, they struggled with like English, they struggled with immigration, they struggled with like education. I think like that's the whole point of this, is to get everyone on equal footing.
Thank you so much, and it's a very valid point. I mean, I know we're short on time, and as I walk back, I'll try to make most of it. So the thought is, here's the thing, you can't take a profession for granted. You know, in the US, you've got to constantly give yourself a 5-year timeline and evaluate your career every 5 years to see if you need to transition again. And I need to probably transition to a different direction here now. So, alright, so with that being said, thank you so much, but I guess, you know what, food is being served over there. And I guess we want to probably keep food as a higher priority for now. So without further ado, I will pass the mic over to Brother Ali Razda for some closing comments, and then let's all head out to have some lunch.
Thank you very much, Ali. In conclusion, this is an enabler. You saw in the last 90 minutes when we started, we did not know each other. Now we've got so many mentors and mentee. Let's keep in touch. You've got the email addresses here. You have the LinkedIn groups. Let's stay focused. Let's stay in touch. We'll take baby steps. Don't think that we're going to explode into something very big. I did mention Jafria, interest-free loan. I see Imran Haji sitting in the back. Students, if you have questions in America, he's out there. You can reach out to him. Thank you once again. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.